Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform, where I normally interview veterans about their civilian career. This is episode number 19, and today I am mixing things up to bring you a special video that is going to rock your networking world. I've got the audio here, and it's just 5 minutes and still worth listening to without the visuals, but I highly recommend you check out the video at beyondtheuniform.io. In addition to a screen share showing you how to use 5 different free tools to take your outreach and networking to the next level, I've also got a free Excel spreadsheet that will help you as well. I explain the reason behind all of this here in just a moment, but I hope you enjoyed this break in the normal routine. I'll be back next week with another 3 veteran episodes. Enjoy the show. When I interview veterans about their civilian career, one of the most frequent pieces of advice in over 30 interviews with veterans has been the vital importance of networking. To learn about potential careers, borrow experience from the veteran community, and even get their foot in the door for an interview. At the same time, this skill of networking is also the most commonly cited challenge that veterans face in their transition to a civilian career. This is due to an aversion to what is commonly viewed as asking for help, promoting oneself, or unnecessarily burdening others. My goal in this video is to provide members of the armed forces with a quick guide to one approach that may help them network with other veterans for advice and career help, using free tools available to anyone with an internet connection. My background on this topic is that this is the exact same approach I took with my company, Storybox, to approach investors and raise over $3 million in venture capital, generate my first $1 million in software revenue, gain over 20 Fortune 500 companies as clients, and get advice from top experts across the world. There are a lot of great tools out there for more advanced outreach, mostly around sales, but these tools cost money. My intention is to show you tools that any veteran can use for free for a high-touch, low volume of outreach. Let's start with one of the most valuable tools in the world, LinkedIn. Using LinkedIn's advanced search, you can easily identify other veterans working in your desired industry, geographic area, or even specific company. By searching under past company, you can find all members on LinkedIn who have served in the military. And then you can refine your search by selecting specific industries, geographic areas, companies, functional roles, and more. One thing to note is that LinkedIn provides free tools for veterans, which you should definitely check out. Once you've found who you want to reach out to, there are a few ways to contact them. The first and most powerful is by getting a warm introduction from a friend. LinkedIn shows these as second-degree connections and even highlights who can make the intro. The second is your undergrad or grad school alumni database. Another is LinkedIn InMail, where you can directly message a LinkedIn member. A fourth is LinkedIn Veterans Groups. One in particular I'd highly recommend is the Veteran Mentor Network. But I wanted to dive into a final approach that has worked really well for me, and for that we need to discuss the next tool, which is Reportive. Since service academies may not have the most up-to-date contact information and don't provide access to other branches of the military, it's important to know how to use the cold email process. Almost every company uses a standard email format, which we'll talk about in step 4, which makes it simpler to approach someone you don't know. Reportive makes this even simpler by loading a LinkedIn member's profile when you correctly identify an email address associated with the member's profile. Reportive is a free Gmail plugin that will take only a few minutes to install. This can save time on the guesswork and give you the confidence to send your email. Next, let's talk about Boomerang by Biden. Now that I know the person's email, I want to draft an email that is concise, specific, relevant, and has a clear and respectful ask. Most salespeople know that if you want to get a hold of someone, you need to remember to follow up. Even the most important emails slip through the cracks. Remembering to follow up can be difficult, which is where Boomerang helps. Boomerang has a feature that will remind you if someone does not reply to your email within a set time period. In order to be respectful to other veterans, I highly recommend that you do not set this for less than 1 or even 2 weeks. That gives the other veteran room to respond at their own pace. I also recommend that you never follow up more than once or twice. While sales teams will often follow up 8 or even as many as 12 times, it's not worth it to nag or annoy another veteran. Don't be discouraged if you don't receive a response. Most people I've spoken with report response rates between 30 to 60%. Again, spending time and effort on the email really helps with this. It's a way of showing respect by doing the work upfront about why you want to talk. The next tip is to use Assistant.2 to help you with your scheduling. Rather than wasting time trading a half dozen emails to nail down a time, Assistant.2 makes it simple to select a wide array of times that work for you. Allow the other person to select which works best for them, and then automatically send both of you calendar invites confirming the appointment. As you ramp up your outreach, it'll save you and the other veteran an abundance of time. The final tip, which is optional, is Excel. As a free resource at beyondtheuniform.io, you'll find an Excel spreadsheet you can use. With great power comes great responsibility, so I ask again that you be respectful in your outreach and focus on a targeted, high-touch outreach process. If you enter a name and URL in this spreadsheet, it will give you the top 9 most common email formats. Combining this with Reportive should make your outreach easier. Again, my intention is to provide members of the armed forces with some simple advice to aid in their networking. I hope this helps, and that when another veteran reaches out to you in the future to ask for your advice, you pay it forward. You can also save effort on outreach by listening to the Beyond the Uniform podcast, where each week I interview 3 veterans about their civilian career. You can find more information at beyondtheuniform.io.